The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America. This is Beyond Networking. And now, here's your host, Ron Sukenik.
Well, hello and welcome to Beyond Networking Being with Ron Sukenik. And I am Ron Sukenik, and I don't know. It's always great to be with everybody, and I certainly thank all of you for listening and sharing it with friends. I love the emails that I get, and you keep pushing me to be all I can be and bringing on some great people. And so my question to everybody again is this: the same thing. What are you doing to make the most from the contacts you're making? And I know that you agree, experience shows that you're not together very long, and if you think that you're going to go out and just pass some business cards, make some follow-up calls, and shake some hands, I think you're making a mistake. We have to get way beyond networking, and that's what this show is all about. Every week, if you're listening for the first time, every week we invite on innovative thinkers, thought leaders, people on the forefront of making things happen, and they come and they share their passion for the work they do. And today is a long-awaited guest. I'm so thrilled. Adam Kovitz is on the call today. Just really pretty straightforward. Big guy, executive director of the Relationship Networking Industry Association, and the CEO and founder and publisher of The National Networker. Adam, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. Good to be here.
And I really want the audience to know something, Adam. I met you so many years ago, and, you know, there's only so many people, and I'm talking to the people listening to this podcast, that take on big, big, big responsibility to make something happen. And I got a glimpse of Adam years ago when, in fact, he had launched his National Networker. And I said to myself, wow, this is more than just a great idea. This is what's needed to bring this industry together. So, Adam, I admired you before for doing that. I admire you now. And I'm just curious, could you lead us up to the point? I mean, I know you love networking. I know you've been around it. I think you're the king of networking. I've heard that somewhere. But how do you get to that level where you decide to put together a national networker?
It's very interesting. The story of the national networker comes out of my decision to leave the world of to leave behind the world that I knew of engineering, rocket science, and IT. I was a project manager at the tail end of my technical career, and for me that was really all I knew up until about 2000. And then I was really feeling drained at the time, and just before the big bubble in the dot-com industry burst, I got out. I had a son who was born at the time, and I was really looking at the human element and how we've been spending all this time networking our computers together, and the internet was still very young. We weren't really using it to the extent that we use it today, And I got to this point where I said, what about the people driving this? Why are we doing this? What's the real reason? And understanding that motivation led me into consulting, management consulting. And so I began to look at the human interactions that took place between teams. So when you have a group of people that get together, either wonderful things happen or not so wonderful things happen.
Okay.
So when we talk about teams, we're really talking about a network. We're talking about a group of people that are coming together for some unified purpose, we hope, and things happen. So that was really my intro into it. I've always had a natural, I come from a line of entertainers. People in my family have been professional musicians, so we've always been outgoing, and I never quite fit into the engineering role.
Because now, do you play an instrument, Adam? Is that what I'm hearing?
I play drums a little bit, and I really sing. I had my own barbershop quartet for a while. That was a lot of fun.
No, come on, be serious.
Yeah,
about
I'm
really.
Kidding. I kid you not. Yeah.
Now
yeah.
You're not going to sing on this podcast, are you?
No, you'd have to pay me for that right now.
I'd have to pay. but Adam, help me out. The national networker. Somehow you think hanging out there in Pennsylvania, the fine state of Pennsylvania, that you are going to take on a national initiative.
So, yeah, that was the so the management consulting thing really began working itself out, and I got into BNI, which I'm sure you're familiar with. I used that to grow my business. I eventually became a director for them for a while, and.
No, I'm not familiar with BNI. What is that?
You're not familiar with BNI? Okay.
Of course. Who doesn't know about BNI?
It's become a household name, and all the more power to folks like Dr. Ivan Meisner for starting it. He's always been a bit of a hero of mine. What I was really impressed with, when I first read World's Best Known Marketing Secret, when I first got the book, I said to myself, I've been doing networking for so long now. It's like, how could you write a book about this? What can I, what is there? I can't believe somebody actually wrote a book about networking. What, you talk to people. And I was really impressed because I found that there's a whole lot more to it. And that was really impressive. So I began to read a lot. And after a while, my reading had diminishing returns because it began to be more about the same. And I'm one of those people, I go through information pretty quickly and I get kind of bored with the mundane. So I was at a point back in 2004 where people, I started doing a lot of research around on where the different networking organizations out there beyond BNI, what else were people getting value from? And I was looking at, I got to this point where I kind of became one of those geeks that just happened to know a lot of what seemed to be trivial information at the time, but people kept coming up to me and saying, Adam, where do I go? Where do I go? Where do I go to network? And I said, asking me that question is like going up to a financial advisor and saying, I got $100,000, what do I invest it in? And this person doesn't know you. So I began to realize, there's more here than meets the eye. This is, every network is an asset. And much like a mutual fund, bond fund, or hedge fund. So, every network has a, is run by a group of people that we hope is are competent and add to the bottom line. We invest something in it, whether it's not always money, but sometimes it's time. We hope to get a return on that investment, and then of course at the very end, the other aspect to that is that if we do it in the right way, we build the right networking portfolio, we'll get fantastic returns.
I didn't mean to interrupt there, but I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I really want to get this out. I want to suggest to everybody listening that they sign up for the National Network. I just got to get that out. And to sign up for the National Network, all you have to do is what, Adam?
All you have to do is go to our website. It's www.thenationalnetworker.com. That's T-H-E, nationalnetworker.com. And you'll get to sign up for our newsletter. It's absolutely free. We come out four times a month into your inbox, and you can read from close to 40 writers across the globe now, including Ron Sekenik. You may have heard of him.
Including Ron Sekenik.
He's a bit of a character, we love him anyway.
But I'll tell you this, Adam. If I met you for the first time, I said, Adam, what is the National Networker? What do you tell people?
The National Networker is really two things. It's a very positively spun consumer reports of networking, and it's also the voice of the relationship networking industry. You mentioned how you wanted to know how the National Networker came about. It was my connection to the financial services industry that I began to see that networking is really an industry, and no one's really tapping into that. No one really sees that. I saw it, and I wasn't sure what to make of it at the time. I began looking for validation, but I didn't really find it too many places. I was kind of like the guy standing on the street corner with the end of the world is coming soon kind of sign, and everybody just totally ignores them. That was me. But what was interesting is that I began it as just a real simple newsletter with 900 readers. I grew up in Jersey, so most of my contacts were out of Jersey or Pennsylvania, New York, or Delaware. And you know, today between, you know, we have a website now. This is 3 years down the road. We have a website. We have a blog. We have a podcast. We have the news, the original newsletter. Of course, it's been updated and all sorts of other things. But you know, and now we have a circulation of 45,000 to 50,000, and we're growing. We're very happy about that. We're really excited about that. You know, the challenge is on for us to continue to provide the best in networking. We want to be able to answer the question for the folks that are out there: where do I go to network and get some meaning?
That meaning
could be money, it could be, you know, clients, it could be information, it could be a number of things. There's a lot of reasons why we choose to network, but where do we find meaningful connections? And so we like to give you that every week in the National Networker.
And you do a good job at that. It's amazing pulling this together, Adam.
it's been a lot of fun.
Those listening, you know, he breaks it down into regions, so I can really get connected in Asia Pacific, Canada, Great Lakes, Mid Atlantic, New England, Southeast, Southern Plains, Northern Plains, North, you know, and then what Adam has done is break it down into departments, okay? Arts, career transition, entrepreneurial, financial, legal, multicultural networking, network marketing, politics, real estate, social networking. My God, this is so much going. And then, of course, if that wasn't enough, everybody, there's columns, okay? Creativity and networking, jet netting, net being, whatever that is, of course, with Ron Sekenik, no doubt. Networking success with the Ivan Meisners, Jay Durigon, strategy, what say you? Certainly, networking. I mean, look, Adam, there's just too much. I mean, how? Be honest with the group right now. If I sat down and read your entire publication in one sitting that you delivered to my desktop, how many days do I have to put aside?
You know, it's funny because as we began to grow, there was a transition time between us being strictly a newsletter, an electronic newsletter, and the website, where I had some people telling me, "This is," and of course, before we had the website, we had to print the entire article in the newsletter. So I have some people telling me, "This is the longest email I've ever gotten. This is the longest newsletter. What are you doing?" To everything, but then I'd have people who would have bragging rights and say, "You know, I actually sat there all night and I read I read the entire thing." And it was almost like they ran the New York City Marathon. I thought it was pretty cool. So you never know what you're going to get. But you know, despite all that, there's you know, you can look at this on so many levels, Ron. We want to give something of value every week. We don't ask for anything in return other than for you to continue to read us and continue to love our articles. And if you think we're going in the wrong direction, just pop us an email. We're pretty easygoing folks. Pop an email to info@thenationalnetworker.com. Voice your opinion. If you like the direction we're taking, great. We want to continue doing that. If you don't, we'll move it, because really networking is about the voice of the people, and it's our responsibility. I consider it my responsibility as the head of the National Networker to continue providing something of service. People want to know what's out there. They just want to know what the opportunities are, and we're here to give it to them.
So what I want to do is I want to move on just a little bit, Adam.
Sure.
So for those that are tuning in for the first time, and certainly as you know, today we're speaking with Adam Kovitz, okay, Executive Director for the Relationship Networking Industry Association, and the CEO and founder and the editor, chief editor and publisher of the National Networker. And I want to move away from this, but I just want everybody to know something. You got to take a look at the current issue of the National Networker, right? That's thenationalnetworker.com. You need to subscribe because it's a free newsletter. Then what I'm suggesting that everybody do is you go to learn more about Adam Kovitz, but you got to take a look at his writing because, he comes in with the laws of relationship capital, part one, part two, part three. I think you're up to fourth law.
We're actually up to the fifth now, Ron.
Oh, the fifth one. Okay. And I know you're going to keep going, but I just want to make sure everybody gets this. This is a great learning for those that want to get beyond networking. That, you know, everybody talks about relationships, Adam. My question to you is, why is it that it's so hard to find people to want to do it? They talk about it, but they do very little about it. Do you agree with that, and why do you think it is?
I do agree with that, Ron. I don't know that people choose to necessarily say, you know, I'm going to go out and say that I'm all about networking and building relationships, yet I'm going to deliberately ignore what I need to do to develop meaningful relationships.